This boxer has a problem. He's 2 pounds overweight. It's Saturday morning, and downstairs more than 200 people fill the main floor of the Eastside Boys and Girls Club. It's the weigh-in and registration for San Antonio's 2012 Regional Golden Glove Tournament. And if Edward Ortiz doesn't make 165 pounds, he won't be boxing in this tournament. So he's working up a sweat.
Sweat it, man. Sweat it all out. Dry yourself up. Don't eat, don't drink.
The three-division week-long tournament is open to anyone, man or woman, 17 to 34, who qualifies under the U.S. Amateur Boxing Association's guidelines. The winner of this tournament will go on to Fort Worth to compete at the state Golden Gloves, with a shot at the Nationals. The tournament benefits the Boys and Girls Clubs of San Antonio.
It is our second largest special event fundraiser of the year.
Angie Mock is the CEO of the Boys and Girls Clubs of San Antonio. And the proceeds she's talking about come from ticket sales at the preliminary and final bouts, and also the VIP and corporate contributors, which they have over 30 of this year.
Look at this guy. Look how hard, how physically demanding it is. They work all year long to get to this point. When they arrive and they see this venue on Saturday, those that make it, I can't wait, honestly, I can't wait to see their faces.
My name is Mike Ayala. And I'm with Sasamona Street Gym.
Ayala is one of Ortiz's coaches. A former boxer himself, his father owns the gym he helps coach at. And to him, this is truly a community event.
Well, it's a big tournament. It's lost a little bit of popularity, but it's always been, which teams represented each area of town. Like Sasamona Street Gym is the west side. You get Calderon Boys Club, far west side. You get the east side Boys Club. Represent all parts of the city.
At the end of the registration, 168 boxers representing different parts of the city and different parts of southern Texas were in.
You know, you get some that will eventually develop and make it a career. Mostly, you know, they fought in the gloves and stuff, and it's for the love of the sport.
Edward Ortiz will get to feel the love after all. The boxer shed those 2 pounds and made his 165. For Texas Public Radio, I'm Paul Flav.